عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وعلى سيدنا ومولانا الإمام أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. The commander of faithfuls, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, whose tonight is the night of his injury, meaning in a few hours at dawn, he was hit by the sword, and after 48 hours he died. One of his sayings, he says, أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ حِينَ خَلَقَهُمْ غنياً عن طاعتهم آمناً من معصيتهم لأنه لا تضره معصية من عصاه ولا تنفعه طاعة من أطاعه. The Lord, when He created this creation, when He created mankind, He created them without any need for their obedience. He does not need their obedience. Neither fearing them, because he is khanumha. Lutfan sukut ra riayat konid khanumha. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Aminan min ma'siyatihim, being safe of their sins. Li'annahu, for God, neither is being hurt when people commit a sin, nor he is going to benefit when they worship him. When we commit a sin, we are not hurting God, we hurt our own selves. When we worship God, we are not benefiting him, we benefit our own selves. Worshipping is like eating food. If you eat healthy food, your body is going to be nourished. You're going to be strong. You can conduct your duties in a healthy way. Ibadah and servitude and worshiping God strengthens our soul, our conscience. So you're going to have spiritual and moral growth and nourishment. You're going to thrive. You're going to be a happy person. You're going to look forward. You're going to realize that you are connected to the superpower in this universe. And this superpower is observing you, listening to you, watching you, responding to you, returning your call when you call upon him. When you call upon him, he's there. He's there to answer. If someone does not eat healthy food, he's going to suffer. Likewise, when someone declines to worship, he doesn't want to worship, he doesn't want to establish a relationship with God, that person is going to suffer. You may say, but I have seen millions of people who do not worship, but yet they are happy. They are successful. They have fun. They are enjoying their life. They have good businesses. Yes, it is right. Because today is not the day of judgment, neither the day of reward. There will be a day of judgment. Today, we have to work. We have to produce. اليوم عمل ولا حساب. But tomorrow is going to be the day of accountability, the day of judgment. And God, He gives to all those who worship Him and those, as well as those who do not worship Him. But then, remember, those who decline God and decline to worship Him and establish a relationship with Him, they don't know what is waiting for them. Yes, they are having fun. I remember I saw a clip not too long ago, a clip from one of the countries in the Middle East. People were dancing in the nightclub. It was so crowded, dancing, happy. They are having fun, listening to the music. All of a sudden, the floor caved in. The floor caved in, and the earth swallowed them. This is in the middle of the nightclub. In the middle of their enjoyment, having fun. Minutes ago, they did not know what was waiting for them. They were having fun. Probably they were the happiest. Some of them were drunk. But then that was the result. This is the parable of someone who does not worship God, and he thinks he has everything. But he doesn't know what is waiting for him. The disaster which is waiting for him. Someone who does not want God, God says about them in Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi. He says, إِنَّ أَدْنَى مَا أَنَا صَانِعٌ بِهِمْ أَنْ أَنْزَعَ حَلَاوَةَ مُنَاجَاتِي مِنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ. I will strip them. I would not strip them off their food or their homes or their money or their health. I will strip them off the enjoyment of talking to me, enjoying me, enjoying my companionship. They will be deprived from that. And therefore that person is going to be sick. His heart is going to be sick. How is that? What are the signs? What are the symptoms of this sickness? Spiritual sickness. What is it? One of the major symptoms of this spiritual sickness is the obsession with this life, الحياه الدنيا. بل تؤثرون الحياه الدنيا والاخره خير وابقى ان هذا لفي الصحف الاولى صحف ابراهيم وموسى. They become obsessed with this life. They become obsessed with materialism. They cannot survive without materialism. If they miss something, if they lose something material, sometimes they're going to take away their life. They're going to kill themselves. They become so obsessed with this life. The life, the heart, which is vacant, which is empty from God, is going to be filled with other than God. Everything other than God. And one of it is dunya. And this obsession and fascination of the dunya. And what will happen after that? If someone is so obsessed with this life, that person is going to grow selfish. That heart is going to grow without mercy, without humanity, without love, without compassion, without humility. Don't we see? Don't we watch every single night? Turn on the news and see the headlines. At 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11 p.m., the first 20 items is about what? About crimes. Here, in the midst of our society. Crimes committed by people. Sometimes it's rape, sometimes it's murder, sometimes it's arson, you name it. Why these things are happening? Why sometimes a father, I read a story not too long ago, just 2 days ago, a father who assaulted his daughter sexually, a father, his biological daughter. Why this is happening? Because he's disconnected from the source of guidance, from the source of a humanity, from the source of love and compassion. He turns to be an animal in the shape of a human. This is the price that people pay when they disconnect with God. One of the most beautiful du'as or passages or verses of a du'a narrated by Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Al-Husayn salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He says, Ilahi, my Lord, Ilahi, ماذا فقد من وجدك? What did he miss, the one who found you? He missed nothing, he found you. وماذا وجد من فقدك? And what did he find? He who missed you. He found nothing, even if they give him the dunya. They put a dunya on a plate, silver plate, and they say, this is yours. Here you are. This is yours. You own this dunya. But if he does not have God in his heart, he owns nothing. And he gets nothing. He will be empty-handed. Now, some people claim in our society that they don't need God. They say, since I have wealth, I have education, I have family, I have friends, I have money, I have career, I have job, why should I need God? I really don't need Him. I'm independent. I'm self-sufficient. I don't need God. But then I'm going to answer this in 3 points. Point number one. Everything you have and I have and everybody else's have is from God. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Everything, whether it is wealth, whether it is intelligence, whether it is family, whether it is peace and security, whether it is food, it's from God. Every single blessing we enjoy comes from God. Some children, they deny that their parents were the reason behind their success. Some children, when they graduate from school, they get a job, they start making money, and they get girlfriends, immediately they forget the services and the favors of their parents. They deny it. They say, my father didn't do anything for me. My mother didn't do anything for me. This is how we treat God sometimes. Once we get some money, we have some sort of stability, which would not last for long. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Why do you become arrogant? What did elude you in regards to your Lord? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ, who created you. فَسَوَّاكَ, he fashioned you. فَعَدَلَكَ, he puts you in the best mode. فَعَدَلَكَ, he proportioned you. فِي أَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ, in any shape he wants, he can shape you. He can structure you. What has deluded you from your Lord? Arrogance. This is arrogance. Some children who are only 2 years old, sometimes they get angry with their mothers. So they say to their mothers, I don't need you. Leave me alone. I don't need you. But 5 minutes later, they call upon their mothers to change their diapers. This is how we think. And this is how the adult, sometimes, we speak to God. I don't need you, but as soon as I have a small problem, Oh God, where are you? Why don't you listen to me? So everything we have is from God. But sometimes arrogance and pride does not allow us to confess the reality and the truth. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. In every aspect of our life we need God. On every day, in every hour, every second of our life, we need God. We need His faith. We need His light. We need His guidance. We need His mercy. We need His grace. So this is the night. This is the time. This is the month to restore our relationship with God, to go back to God and tell Him, I drifted away from you for a while, but I didn't do good. I want you to hold my hand and drag me and bring me to you. This is number one. Number two, we the humans, look at ourselves. In every aspect of our life, we depend on others. We need others. When it comes to education, can you educate yourself by yourself? Don't you need teachers? Don't you need mentors? Don't you need books? Don't you need authors, scholars, professors? You need. When it comes to health, can you take care of your health without the aid and the assistance of others? You can't do that. When you need a job, you don't need others. When you need to have children and establish a family, you don't need others? Yes, we do. In every aspect of our life, we do need others. Can you find me a person in this life who says, I am really self-sufficient. I'm absolutely self-sufficient. Someone who thought that he's self-sufficient and he had lots of money, he was a multimillionaire, and he said, I don't need anyone. I need the money. He used to keep his money, stacks of money, in a room. He turned that room into a safe, huge safe. So one day, cash money in that room. And he always says, I don't need anyone because I have money. I can do everything in this life with this money. One day, he opened the safe. He went inside to get some money. The door was locked, and the door was heavy, huge, made of iron. He could not open it. His family, they missed him. They thought he's outside. After 3 days, when they came and opened the safe, they found him dead among his multi-million dollars. He's there. He's the richest person, but the money could not help him. His money could not help him. My friends, our wealth at some point would not help us. Our education and knowledge at some point would not help us. Our families and friends at some points would not be able to help us. The government and the Pentagon and the soldiers and the police department and the FBI at some point cannot save us. The only one who can save us and protect us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. We are faqir. We are wayfarer. The title that we deserve, we the humans, we deserve the best title, the most true title that we deserve is that we are faqir. I am insufficient. I am deficient, actually, not just insufficient, deficient when it comes to God. And I need Him in every aspect of my life. Tonight, when you open the books, Dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir, please reflect on these verses of the Dua. See how our Imams, this Dua was brought as a gift from God to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet was wearing a shield. The shield was too heavy on him. So Jibreel came with this dua. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, Al-Aliyyul A'la yuqri'uka as-salam. He sent his greetings to you. And he says, take off this shield. Take off this material shield. Take it off. You don't need it. Read this dua. This is the real shield that is going to protect you. He taught him this dua. Dua al-Jawshan. We have two Jawshans. Al-Saghir, which is good. And also Al-Kabir, which we recite tonight during the nights of Qadr. When you read this dua with reflection, with meditation, with interaction with God, then you don't need a physical shield. This is going to protect you and protect your family and your community altogether. And then the third point, for those who say we don't need God, for those who say the universe was created by an accident, it has no creator. If someone tells you the universe was created by accident, tell him, ask him this question. Tell him, then you also, you gathered your wealth by accident. But he would reject that. He will consider it as an insult. You are insulting him. He would say, no, I made this money and this wealth through my intelligence, through my hard working. I was working day and night to make this money. He would not accept that from you. Tell a scholar, a professor who says this universe has been created by accident. Tell him your knowledge and your books were created by accident. He will get insulted. He does not accept that from you. He says, I spent 50 years studying, researching. I spent the nights. I did not sleep. I was working on my thesis, on my books. You're telling me accident? It's not accident. This happened by design, by strong will. So how come when it comes to them, they don't accept the theory of accident? But when it comes to God and the universe, this universe was created by accident? It can't be, my friends. There is an organizer there. Nothing has been created by accident. Nothing. The Quran tells us this book, وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. This book tells us that everything that happens in this life to you, to me, to everybody else, it had been designed. And this is one of the nights, Laylatul Qadr. One of the nights where God now in the making of designing our life, designing our fate, designing our destiny. This is one of the nights. If you want to know the importance of this night, Laylatul Qadr, why we have to pray, why we have to show sincerity to God, why we have to pay charity, why we have to be kind to our families and our friends and our community and others, because during these nights, three nights, this process is made through three nights. This is night number one, and then night number two on Tuesday, and the grand night on the 23rd. And yet, the story is not over. Many scholars, they say, again, you have the night of the 25th, 27th, and 29th. You have to continue working. The book is not going to be sealed until the eve of the Eid, the last hour of Ramadan. The last hour. These 10 nights, these 10 days, the last 10 days of Ramadan are the most important. Because your destiny is being created and made and designed and determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My friends, tonight also the humanity lost one of the greatest servants of God. A person who worked 63 years non-stop to spread truth and justice, to promote love and mercy and forgiveness and tolerance in the human society. A man who left no room for himself. A man at the expense of his health, at the expense of his children, at the expense of himself, he protected his community. He protected the community of the believers. A man who never discriminated against anyone. He did not discriminate against any religion, against any school of thought, against any human being. A man who said something historic, something would stay till the end of this life. He said this sentence. He said, look at humanity from one lens, not two lenses, one lens. And that lens, the humanity is either إِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Either they share the faith with you, or they share the humanity with you. So they are your equal. Don't look down at them. They are not inferior to you. You are not superior to them. فَإِنَّ النَّاسِ صَنْفَانِ, two categories. And these categories are the same. إِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. That man is none but the commander of the faithfuls, أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام. His career is going to end tonight. His material life and physical life is coming to conclusion, to a conclusion tonight. But his spiritual life, his moral parable, his moral example is going to continue till the end of the humanity, till the end of the time. Ali ibn Abi Talib tonight, he knew from certain indications, the prophets, the imams, God, for every theory there is an exception. Yes, we don't know about the time of our death. We, the ordinary people, we don't know. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. We don't know where we're going to die, how long we're going to live. But when it comes to prophets and messengers and imams, those are the special ones. God sends certain messages and indications. So they are prepared. And those leaders are prepared from day one. People like us. People like us, we are not prepared until a few days before our death. We turn to God. But someone like Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says, God, when were you absent? You are not absent from my life at all. You are always in my life. You are always in my heart. They turn always towards God, always during happiness and during adversaries, sadness. They are always with God. So tonight, his iftar was very humble. The food that he ate was a very simple food because he is a leader and he's responsible for his subjects. He would not enjoy eating food while some groups and some families and some orphans are hungry. His food was very simple. أَلَا وَإِنَّ إِمَامَكُمْ قَدْ اكْتَفَى مِنْ دُنْيَاهِ بِطِمْرَيْهِ وَمِنْ طُعْمِهِ بِقُرْصَيْهِ. Your leader, this leader, who's international leader, universal leader, he has only two sets of a dress, and when he eats food, two loaves of bread, no more than that. Tonight, he was in the house of his daughter, Umm Kulthum. She hosted him for the iftar. And then, when he did not eat, she realized something is going to happen to her father. He broke his fast with something very simple, and then he went inside the room to stand for worshiping, for the recitation of this Quran, to speak with his Lord, to have some private time with his Lord, in a preparation for this grand departure. My friends, death is not easy. The transfer from this life into the next is not easy. It's not easy at all. We have to be prepared for that. Quran says, كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقٍ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَّاقِ. There is a lot of suffering. The Quran says, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. It's not easy, this journey, my friends. Please remember this journey. Remember it in your life. At the time of success, remember that there is a grand departure waiting for you. Be prepared. Be prepared. Imam Ali tonight, he was preparing himself. For 63 years, he was preparing himself. But tonight was a special preparation. Therefore, he did not sleep tonight. He spent the night in prayers, dua, Quranic recitation, until the adhan. The time of adhan, he decided to raise the adhan. There is a muadhin in the mosque. But Ali ibn Abi Talib tonight, which is in a few hours from night, from now, at the Fajr time, the dawn, he decided to go first to the mosque to raise the adhan. So the people of Kufa, they hear his voice for the very last time, coming from this grand mosque of Kufa, Masjid al-Kufa. The mosque was probably empty, or there were some people there, and the murderer was there, Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim, from the Kharijite group. Kharijite, if you want me to sum up their history, I would say, look at the history of ISIS. They are synonymous to ISIS. Bunch of people who claim that they are Muslims, they worship God, but in fact they follow Satan. They kill and they murder innocent people. They destroy homes, they destroy lives. They kill children, women, minorities, majorities. They killed people inside the mosques. And this is the example. Ali ibn Abi Talib was killed inside the mosque. People who were narrow-minded. And we have those examples in every time. We have them. In the past, they were Kharijites. Today, they are ISIS. Dawla al-Islamiyya. So Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim was there, being prepared with his sword. Amir al-Mu'mineen raises the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Four times Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. This voice reverberates in the city of Kufa that night. Every single house in Kufa on that night, the big city of Kufa, they heard the voice of the adhan. Why Ali is giving the adhan tonight? What is happening? Something happening? Ali is doing the adhan himself. He's the imam, the leader. That was the farewell adhan and voice of Ali. And then he comes to the mihrab, ya mu'mineen. Before Salatul Fajr, there is nafila. Two units of prayers, just like the morning prayers, the Fajr prayers. Two units. It comes after the adhan immediately. So he went to his mihrab, and while he was going to ruku' and sujood, once he finished his sujood, Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam came from behind him, and he strikes him on his head. He dealt him a blow on his head. Allahu Akbar. The sword cuts through the head of Amir al-Mu'mineen. The first sentence Amir al-Mu'mineen said, the very first sentence he said, what did he say? Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'bah. I'm successful. I attained success, felicity, salvation by the Lord of the house. Do you know why he said by the Lord of the house, وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ? You know why? He did not say Wallah. He said by the Lord of the house, because his birth was in the house, in the Kaaba. And now his death is again in the sanctuary, in the mosque of Kufa, in the mihrab of Kufa. فُسْتُ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ. And then the angel Jibreel, his voice reverberates, أَلَا أَلَا تَهَدَّمَتْ وَاللَّهِ أَرْكَانُ الْهُدَى وَانْفَصَمَتِ الْعُرْوَةُ الْوُثْقَى قُتِلَ عَلِيٌّ الْمُرْتَضَى قُتِلَ ابْنُ عَمِّ الْمُصْطَفَى. The voice reverberates that today the foundations of religion collapsed. Today the foundations of religion have been demolished. Why? Because the first cousin of the Prophet has been murdered. Ali ibn Abi Talib today has been murdered. Hassan and Hussein, they rush to the masjid to see their father in a pool of blood. In a pool of blood, they take him. They want to carry him, bringing him back home. The father says, my sons, Hassan and Hussein, when I arrive at the doorstep, please let me walk and make it myself inside the house. They say, why? You can't walk. He said, but I know, but I don't want my daughter Zainab to see me being carried. She's too young for these tragedies, because there is a big tragedy awaiting for her in Karbala. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa say'alamu alladhina zalamu ayya munqalabin yanqalibun wal aqibatu lil muttaqin wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.